reporting on global issues. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That was a mission President Biden said he's pushing at the G7 summit in the German Alps.
President Biden urged the leaders of the six other top world economies to keep pressure on Russia. Also, to counter China's economic growth, the president officially unveiled a new global infrastructure partnership to focus on where development can be achieved and sustained.
Health and health security, digital connectivity, gender equality and equity, climate and energy security.
He said the U.S. will pledge $200 billion by 2027 to that goal.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is pledging to bar mail-order abortion pills, but says women shouldn't face prosecution for seeking them. The ruling Friday by the Supreme Court triggered abortion bans in South Dakota and elsewhere.
I've talked to many doctors who say when they do procedures on babies in the womb, when they work on babies that have not been born yet, that those babies are patients. So they define them as patients, and if they defend patients' rights, they should be defining and defending that life that's in the womb as well. And it is an individual, and every life has value.
Noem on ABC's This Week. Gas prices fell 4 cents over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $5.05 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg says it still won't ease people's pain.
With the average price $1.90 a gallon higher than it was 1 year ago, each 15-gallon fill of a vehicle means another $28.55 out of pocket.
Baton Rouge has the lowest price at $4.39 a gallon, and San Francisco with the highest at $6.39. Investigators in Norway say the suspect in a weekend shooting that left two people dead and more than 20 injured in Oslo still won't explain his actions. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans are calling on President Biden to establish U.S. energy independence. This as he urges leaders to increase gasoline supplies while pushing for green energy solutions. GOP Senator Bill Hagerty.
Biden is pursuing this theology of green energy, and he's doing this without any regard to the real consequences. And again, he's causing massive inflation here at home, and he's putting us in a position where we've got war happening in Europe thanks to these backward-looking policies.
Hagerty on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Several states are holding primary elections on Tuesday.
In Colorado, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett will find out who he will face in the fall, Republican state lawmaker Ron Hanks or construction company owner Joe O'Day. Hanks believes the 2020 election was stolen. In Utah, Senator Mike Lee faces two Republican challengers, and while polls have him ahead, if he wins, he would face independent Evan McMullen, who ran as a third-party candidate against Trump in 2016. New York is only holding primaries for most state races. They have to redraw their district lines for Congress and state Senate after the state Supreme Court tossed out the redistricting map. So those primaries will be held in August. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Season 4 of Westworld premieres on HBO.
Westworld is back. The sci-fi dystopian drama continues to explore the existential themes that have made it a fan favorite, focusing on technology and how it affects humanity in the future.
Your kind made a sport out of hunting us. You controlled our every move. And now I'm going to do the same to you.
The cast is led by Evan Rachel Wood, Tessa Thompson, Ed Harris, and Jeffrey Dean Wright. The showrunners and creators Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy's ability to understand patterns makes this season as good as the previous three, revisiting some of its most memorable moments, only with new twists. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.